The evolutionary ancestors of whales had ankles. Not just any ankles, but a kind of ankle that is only found in animals known as even-toed ungulates, a group of hooved animals that includes sheep, pigs, camels, and hippos. That conclusion comes from new research by two independent teams. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Fossil hunter Hans Tevesen says it's understandable if people are surprised to find that some of the ancestors of whales had legs and lived on land.
Everybody thinks that life came from water onto the land, and that's true. That happened about 320 million years ago, when an animal that kind of looked like a fish crawled on land and started to look something like a salamander.
By about 50 million years ago, all sorts of animals were walking around on Earth. And for some reason, the process started to go the other way.
And some of those animals now went back into the water. So they did the reverse, going back into the water, and those animals became whales.
Tevesen is a paleontologist at Northeastern Ohio University's College of Medicine. Writing in this week's issue of the journal Nature, Tevesen and his colleagues describe finding a bone that throws light on what kind of land-based animals eventually went back into the sea. The bone was from an animal that clearly lived on land, but had a head shaped like a whale. The bone is part of the animal's ankle, and its shape indicates it belonged to the group of hooved animals called even-toed ungulates.
These even-toed ungulates that lived around that time basically looked something like a little deer, real tiny, maybe the deer the size of a fox or so, very small.
Tevesen says these small animals with spindly legs and whale-like heads evolved into larger animals with appendages that looked like flippers. Paleontologist Philip Gingerich has also made a new discovery, two sets of skeletons from one of these larger animals that further clarifies whales' path from land to water.
Both of the ones we've uncovered are more or less the size of a sea lion, and more or less the proportions of a sea lion.
Gingerich's fossils, like Tevesen's, come from Pakistan. As he and his colleagues describe in this week's edition of the journal Science, the fossils were found near what was the shores of an ancient sea in Pakistan. That's important because Gingrich says despite still having an ankle bone, these larger animals had lost the ability to walk and were about to make the transition to the sea.
I think on land they did just about what sea lions do today. And I think that means they were very limited to coastlines. I don't think they could come inland at all.
Now, this new picture of whale evolution described by paleontologists has been anticipated for some time by molecular biologists. That's because the biologists were looking at the gene patterns in modern whales, and they noticed these patterns were very similar to those in modern even-toed ungulates, like deer and sheep, a group also known as artiodactyls. Gingrich says until now, he and his fellow bone guys had been skeptical about that.
It was implausible to us that carnivorous whales would evolve from herbivorous, plant-eating artiodactyls. Well, now we've got the evidence that the molecular colleagues were right.
And all the evidence points to the conclusion that whales and deer and sheep and hippos are all related. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.